Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, welcome, my friends, to Another Day Above Ground. This is the podcast that celebrates you, the baby boomer. If you are a baby boomer, if you have seen a baby boomer, if you know a baby boomer, maybe your parents. Anyhow, this is the podcast for you. We're going to look at everything that affects baby boomers, things that involve them, and stuff that annoys us. And there's a lot of that. So it's alleviating the stress through humor by listening, you're celebrating another day above ground. Okay? You got the concept? That's good. My name is Dale Irvin. I'm a baby boomer, and with me as always are my baby boomer partners from the state of Indiana, home of Vice President Mike Pence, where Hoosier is just another funny word. Please welcome the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, according to today's news, Sears has one Christmas left to avoid closing for good, which makes it like the plot of every single Hallmark movie.
I want to know what I'm going to do on my Craftsman tools break. You know, I don't know where to take them anymore. Anyhow, also joining us...
They have a lifetime guarantee, but apparently the lifetime is terminal.
It's a life support guarantee now. And also, before we get too far, joining us from the lovely state of Colorado, where she currently is experiencing 3 inches... of snow, and they have everything out there that you could want, including the female point of view that we get from Carolyn Strauss.
Hi, everybody, and yep, it's officially winter. There were leaves on the trees yesterday morning, and today the trees are bare. It's like being a baby boomer.
Wow.
It's depressing, but true.
Wow. Yeah. So that's what it's all about, folks, is just one depressing thing after another because we're baby boomers.
Which leads into our first story perfectly.
It certainly does. You know, just when you think, oh, man, I'm feeling old, I'm feeling decrepit, you're not alone, because in Russia, the oldest person in the world is a woman, Koku Istambolova. And I believe that's her correct pronunciation of her name. If not, you know, write me. She's 129 years old.
Well, you don't see that name around very much anymore.
No, nobody names their kids Koku anymore, you know? Anyhow, she said that she's lived this long because God is mad at her, and she thinks it's a punishment. She's had one happy day in 129 years.
Oh, my God. It sounds like every guy talking about his marriage.
But aren't you dying to know what day that was? Aren't we just dying to know? Get it?
She did. It was...
It was the day that she escaped Stalinism. She actually had to crawl through the mud to get home. She crawled through mud and rain and found her way to the house that she had made out of mud.
That's the Koku Redemption, right?
That's
it. Didn't they make a movie of it?
Yeah, her whole house is made out of mud. No wonder she hasn't had a good day. I mean, you spend your entire day dusting.
How do you get cable?
You dust too much, and the house is gone.
You're outside.
So you'd think that with 128, she'd think about moving, right?
She retired someplace.
She has friends who've moved on somewhere, right?
Maybe I'll try Chechnya. I hear that's nice in the summer.
It reminds me of that joke about the monk that has the vow of silence, where he gets two words every 20 years. And the first words is a bed hard. And then 20 years later, he goes, food bad. And the 60 years, he goes, I quit. And the abbot goes, well, it's a good thing you've been griping ever since you got here.
But I just do have a question for you guys then. How long is too long? to live, right? She's 129. She looks like she's still sitting upright from the picture. So when is it time to call it quits?
Well, it's not really up to you to call it quits. I mean, quits come, you know, when they come. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to live as long as I am, you know, as long as I still can think right and move about on my own and not poop in a bag and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but if you live in a house made of mud, you can commit suicide with a bucket of water.
Yeah, where's a good flood when you need it, right?
Very, very easy. One good splash from the bucket and it's all over.
But anyhow, God bless her, 129 years. And I wonder, you know, I was looking at this story and I wonder, what was on her bucket list? You know, and is it complete yet? She's had a god-awful amount of time. Maybe her bucket list was to have aluminum siding or something, and she's still waiting for that.
Well, right now, her it's just there's one thing on her bucket list, and that's
a bucket.
The last bucket.
A bucket to kick it.
But what, you know, that's a big concern of baby boomers is the bucket list. Ever since that movie came out, we learned what it was. But, you know, do you guys have a bucket list of things you want to do before you kick?
Yeah, John Bon Jovi. Oh, wait,
you want
wrong
to do
list.
John Bon Jovi?
No, I'm sorry. That was a different list. That was that other list. I'm sorry. I get
wow,
confused
we share a
sometimes.
List, Tim. That's great.
Don't ask, don't tell, man. Really?
All right. Mine are boring. They're traditional because I've done most of the things on my bucket list, actually. I keep upping it. I do a vision board every year, and so I put my stuff on my vision board, which is kind of like a bucket list. So my two now, I want to do skydiving, but I hear now that you don't have to do skydiving in the sky. I can actually go to a place down in Highlands Ranch in Colorado where I can put on a skydiving suit, and the wind tunnel thing is created, and I can actually fly in a building. So skydiving, I should be able to wash that off my bucket list in the next couple of weeks.
I've done that.
There's one of those right across the park from Zany's.
Yeah.
Is it super fun?
In Rosemont.
It was very fun. I mean, okay. You feel like Superman, you know, because I paid the guy extra. And I said, I want to go to the top. He goes, okay. And we floated all the way up to the top. And it was, you felt like Superman. It's very cool. You would enjoy. What's your other thing besides skydiving?
I want to go out on the southern edge of the Grand Canyon. I've been to the Grand Canyon, but they have that clear walkway now that you can actually walk out on the glass. I did that when I was in New Zealand, in Auckland. They actually, on the highest tower in Auckland, they have a whole floor that you can walk out on that's glass and look down at the city of Auckland. That was pretty amazing. I'd like to do it at the Grand Canyon. So mine are silly. I could probably check off my bucket list by the end of the year.
Well, my bucket list is really easy. A bacon, banana, and peanut butter grilled sandwich.
Come to my house and we'll go skydiving after. I'll make you one. We'll go skydiving.
No challenge whatsoever. I think everybody's got skydiving, though. I think that's like the hack bucket list item is skydiving. And I always wanted to try it until I was having a problem with my website. And I called up the guy who was, like, handling the server where my website was, and his assistant said, oh, you probably didn't hear, did you? And he was an experienced skydiver. He had been doing it for, like, 30 years. And apparently the week before they went out and pulled the string just a little bit too late. And it was a really bummer ride home for all his friends.
Yikes.
And after that, I said, it's really not as safe as people want you to think.
Who wants you to think it's safe? The whole point is that it's not safe.
Well, that's like the blind guy who went skydiving a lot. And they say, how do you know when, you know, to pull the cord? And he said, the leash suddenly goes slack.
Ooh. He goes with his dog?
Yeah. See, that was
okay.
Yeah. When I said blind guy, I thought that would be in you know, intended. So, yeah.
No, I knew there was a joke in there. It took me a second or two.
It took me a minute. That was funny.
Anyhow, the things that other baby boomers are doing, getting a tattoo, that's not on any
list.
Which
means the dog, pulls the cord, his parachute first, right?
The dog's not doesn't have a parachute. That's why the line goes slack.
That's horrible.
The dog was on a very long leash, hit the ground.
It hits the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. Comedy's not pretty sometimes, my friends. Not at all. But getting a tattoo, trying online dating, and learning to swim were the top in the top things that baby boomers wanted to do. And I mean, I'm sorry, if you didn't learn to swim when you were a kid, how did you spend your summers, really?
Yeah, who doesn't know how to? What baby boomers don't know how to swim?
Apparently,
the lady in the mud house probably doesn't.
But yeah, I don't really know of anything. The only thing I would really like to do, but it's not a bucket list thing because I can't just go out and do it. I always wanted to catch a foul ball at a major league ballpark, but. That's not, I mean, unless you go to the game every single day and buy the seats where it's most likely for a foul ball possibly to be maybe hit. And that's too frustrating. I just bought
actually,
one of the-
Actually, some teams, though, I think the Arizona Diamondbacks is pretty much you go to like one of their games like after they're out of the running. They actually have to send someone up there to pick up the foul balls because the kids are tired of running into the empty stands to grab them. They're like, no, I can only carry three balls home.
People strolling after them. No, I'll get this one. You get the next one. This will be fine. So think about out there. Think about what's on your bucket list, and let us know if there's something out there that we're not aware of that we should try and do. But you know, everybody's got different things on their list. We'd like to know yours. We do have a health warning, a baby boomer alert health warning, and this doesn't affect just baby boomers, but I'll tell you, it would scare the hell out of me. But apparently, there's 2,000 trips a year to the emergency rooms involving glass shower doors that explode. And I'm thinking, I read the story, and this woman said, yeah, her 12-year-old son was in the shower, and it sounded like a bomb went off. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, a 12-year-old in a shower? That's very possible. But apparently they just shatter for no reason. So it's under pressure, and they don't know why, but every so often it blows up. And that, can you imagine, you know, taking a shower, and all of a sudden you got, you know, door things coming in on you? That would be awful.
So I think you kind of nailed it there, Dale. A 12-year-old boy, I don't think it was no reason.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the advice, you know, especially to people our age, if you have company in the shower, lean on the wall.
Actually, isn't this the plot of the new TV show This Is Them? Because in This Is Us, the pressure cooker blew up. So This Is Them, the shower door. it's just another TV twist, right?
So what I think you should do if you are a baby boomer and you have a glass shower door is, well, a couple of things. First of all, always wear protective clothing when you take a shower. And that would especially include eye goggles or, my recommendation, shower at the YMCA. Because there it's all open and you don't have to worry.
If your shower curtain blows up, then you have a problem. Then that would be weird.
Well, this one, next one I categorize under be careful what you wish for. This is it's an older story. It's coming up again in the news. But, you know, this guy, a 71-year-old man, making him a baby boomer, of course, he robbed a Kansas City bank because he didn't need the money. He wanted to go to prison to get away from his wife. how bad of a marriage is that? Yeah, I'd rather do prison than live with you.
And it's like, yeah, couldn't you have just like jaywalked or something? It's like, nah, I needed 30 years.
Do you guys know how expensive divorce is? I mean, think about it. You rob the bank and you don't have to get divorced. You don't have to pay for it.
Well, no, but, you know, you're going to get a new buddy. in prison.
Yeah, you're going to need another divorce.
Yeah, who doesn't think the honeymoon is over yet? And so the judge in this thing could have sentenced him up to 37 months in prison because he really didn't do it. He just handed a note to the teller and said, I have a gun, and then she gave him some money, and he sat down in the lobby and waited for the police. But instead of 37, any prison time at all, he's confined this guy who just did this to get away from his wife, confined him to 6 months of home confinement.
The lesson here is don't appeal your case to the circuit court of irony.
Yeah.
You don't want the judge of ironic justice.
Jeez. Unbelievable. And here we go for our get off my lawn category, where, you know, baby boomers are not the baby boomers, but what the other kids, millennials. They're doing so much to tick us off, and it's just it's incredible. Right now, what they're doing is they are leading the charge against Velveeta cheese and Kraft singles. They don't say, no, we don't want that kind of cheese anymore. We want, you know, really good kind of cheese that comes from a foreign country. And, you know, that's un-American because we lived on that cheese. That was the foundation of macaroni and cheese, you know. Without Velveeta, how do you make chili con queso, you know? We needed that. And now they're all facing downward spirals in their sales because of the frickin' millennials.
It's my grandmother every once a month would make one of my aunts or uncles go down to the government office and pick up her cheese.
Really? Wow.
It's they used to actually hand out that was the government cheese.
It was like a block of Velveeta, wasn't it? Something like
that. A big block of Velveeta.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. She used to get it. She didn't need it. Since it was there, she wasn't going to let it sit.
Exactly. Exactly. When the government's giving you stuff, you take it. It may not be Gouda, but it's good enough.
Yeah. In my day, we took it and we ate it.
And it says the millennials are turning their backs on mayonnaise, too. These little punks, you know, go ahead and eat your focaccia artisanal kale unpasteurized craft beer, you little punk. I'm going to stick to bologna, possibly fried with mayonnaise, Velveeta,
and a Miller High Life.
There you go.
Can you possibly eat tuna without mayonnaise?
You can use Miracle Whip. I grew up using Miracle Whip in my tuna. That's how my mom made it, with little sweet pickles.
What's the difference between that and mayonnaise?
Miracle Whip is sweeter. I don't know what the actual difference is, but Miracle Whip is like a sweeter version, I think.
It's got sugar, garlic powder, mustard, and paprika in it.
Oh, wow. And mayonnaise just has oil and eggs, I guess.
See, it tastes better. So there's an ad from Miracle Whip. Maybe they'd be a sponsor of our show. That'd be fun. Miracle Whip people, if you're listening, we're in it for you.
But do you think that the millennials know the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise?
No, they just don't want that white stuff that old people put on their bread. You know?
You know how we were talking about
the stuff that comes in a jar.
So remember last week when we were talking about the Get Off My Lawn segment, we were talking about how millennials aren't voting absentee because they don't know where to buy stamps. Right. I sat next to a gentleman who took his son, who was 16 years old, to the gas station and handed him $20 to put gas in the car and said, okay, you want to learn how to drive? He was learning how to drive. Here's $20. Put gas in the car. The kid stood there for 8 minutes trying to figure out where to put the $20 into the pump. He didn't understand the concept of going in and talking to a person with his $20. He couldn't figure it out.
Unbelievable. So he's trying to fold it up and put it in a credit card slot.
That's right. He couldn't find where it slid into the pump. He had no concept. And the father wouldn't tell him, thank God. The father wouldn't tell him. And then the kid just couldn't get gas. Seriously couldn't get gas.
Unreal. And the father took the 20 back. You're too stupid to drive. Come back next year. And speaking of driving, our final thing, we want to give a tip to millennials under the category of, well, what's my password? You know, we're, a lot of us are scared of technology and all the new stuff and all the apps and stuff that comes out. But there are a couple of good apps that you should look at because they can really help us get around. My favorite one is Waze, W-A-Z-E, and it's a traffic app. And it doubles as like a GPS, but it tells you if there's traffic coming up, if there's cops coming up, if there's a better road to take than the one you were planning. And it's very cool. You just put it on your phone. You prop up your phone or on one of those holders or whatever, and it'll get you to where you want to go quicker and with greater ease. Now, Tim, you've used it, haven't you?
Yeah, I really like the fact that it shows that where the construction is ahead, because you never really know. Most of the time when you use Google Maps or Apple Maps, there'll be this big red spot where everything stopped. And it's like, well, what the heck is everything stopped for? And you don't know. But with Waze, it actually will tell you, well, there's either construction or like that brief red spot strip that, well, that's just a cop. That's everyone just slowing down because there's a cop on the side of the
road.
And
it's interactive, which is why it works. Other people who have the app call in these or type in or enter whatever these things that, as far as accidents or traffic or whatever. And it's really works well.
One of the annoying things on it, though, is that you can't tap anything or enter anything once the car starts moving. It actually has a detector and can tell whether you're moving. So basically, all you have to do if you're driving and it comes up and says, I'm sorry, all you have to do is click the thing that says, I'm not driving.
I'm the passenger.
And then
that's right.
Yeah, I'm the passenger.
That's right.
I'm the passenger. And then I think it goes, are you sure?
It does. And what's interesting about it is people, I've heard a lot of my friends, us baby boomers, talking about how crowdsourcing is stupid. This is the ultimate crowdsourced app. Because like you said, it's people who are driving who are stopped in that traffic going, oh, there's construction on the corner of this and this, and that's why you guys can't get through. And by the way, Waze is an Israeli company. It was created in Israel because when I was in Israel in April in Jerusalem, I drove, it was funny, right by the Waze building. So I thought that was just a little interesting piece of information. So it'll tell you where the next bomb is going to explode. No, God forbid.
Well, and I think there should be an app. I'm going to come up with an app that tells you, not necessarily where all the traffic and the cops are. It's where all the butthole drivers are. The people that are just mean and incompetent. And I'm going to call the app Means, so you can get Ways and Means. And you know where everything is on the road.
If you're going to leave the house.
Exactly. You have to Ways and Means to leave the house. And now it's time for us to leave the airways. Hey, thank you for being with us. Please tell all of your friends about this podcast, Another Day Above Ground. We're just celebrating life for the baby boomers. And we only do it for a little time each week because the rest of the time we have to take our pills. But
thanks for reminding me.
Before we go, kids.
Hey, check out my other podcast, Rule of Three, with Bent Washburn and Tim Slagle.
You can get that on iTunes. Carolyn, how about you?
Life is good, and go to the Friday Funnies at DaleIrvin.com and pick up his Friday podcast, which is brilliant.
Wow, you took the words right out of my mouth. We will see you all next week, and until then, when you get up in the morning, don't look at it as the start of a dreary day. Look at it as another day above ground. Be happy. We'll see you next week.
And that's it for another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.